إذا شكرا.
Hey, welcome to the Super Davis Bros Podcast, where we play video games, review movies,
and banter about all things pop culture. Let's do this.
Are we on? Can you hear us?
We are on.
Awesome. All right. Well, welcome to our podcast, and we'd like to say may the 40th episode be with you. Yeah, 40 episodes. That's pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah, dude. That is exciting. I mean, when we started this, we're not at a year yet, but to be at 40 episodes, that's a mile mark, I feel like. I think our next big one's 50, you know, but.
For sure. Or 43.
Or 44. Yeah. But, yeah, 40, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, 50. I mean, they say that, they say you have to put 100 episodes up before you'll even get anywhere with most podcasts.
Yeah, and we've done pretty successful for not having 100 episodes yet. I mean, thanks for everybody that's been streaming. It's really amazing when we look at the numbers that the podcast brings in. The stream's always hit and miss, but the podcast is always pretty consistent. And so thank you, all of our listeners, all of them, some of them in other countries. So really appreciate it.
All right. Well, today we're going to be ranking the Star Wars movies.
Yes.
And we have our special guest here, Dylan. He's been on before.
He's one of the favorites.
Recognize his beautiful face. And we are also playing Star Wars Battlefront 2, the classics that just came out.
This is just Battlefront 1. I switched it up on you.
Oh, you dirty. Okay, so Battlefront 1, I guess.
Still the classics.
Just Battlefront.
Yeah, still the classics. Right? Yeah. Does it say? It doesn't say 1. Yeah, so it would be just Battlefront.
Just Battlefront, the classic.
Ugh, such an idiot. And then it looks like we got Nick Foles up on the chat. He said, "What's up, guys? Battlefront is so dang fun." Agreed. This was like my top game growing up.
I have a question for you on that. I don't remember playing this a ton as kids. I've never really played it.
Okay,
when did you play that?
Let me just,
I'm just curious.
Let me rephrase. When I got my PlayStation 2. These were my top games.
So how old were you when we got the PlayStation 2? I know you got it because I remember I didn't play a bunch of PlayStation.
Yeah.
I didn't play much PlayStation.
I would have been 12 to 14 range, I believe. When did this game come out, the original?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
I'm going to look that up real quick. I'm going to try to...
Also, Dylan is repping his Star Wars shirt today. Pretty sick.
Got my prequel sweater on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dig it. And also, Dill was our first ever guest. So it's cool that he's here for the 40th episode. So I'm pretty pumped about that. Now, just for the listeners on the podcast, we're not going to do... if you haven't watched the Star Wars movies, maybe a little shame on you. But we're not going to go over the plots or anything like that, right? We're just going to rank our favorites, say what we like the most. We'll probably start at 10 and work our way up to 1. Does that sound good for everybody?
Sure.
It came out in
2015, this game.
2015, okay.
Yeah, so somewhere around that time. Probably
okay, so
later
makes...
than when it came up, out after, so maybe that, something
so
later.
You were definitely not 15 in 2015.
Yeah. Are you sure you're looking at the right one? Because
yeah, that doesn't sound
it
right.
It says EA announced a release date of November 17th.
I think this isn't the EA one. There's technically 4 Battlefronts, or actually
yeah, it does.
Might be 6 if you include the PSP games. But those ones aren't very good.
I didn't do the math prior. That one says I don't know. It's hard because it's bringing up mainly the 2004.
Yeah.
That okay, that makes,
yeah,
more
that
sense.
Makes more sense.
Okay, and I graduated in 07, so that makes sense. I wasn't playing a lot of video games in high school. I was playing mostly Halo, was like my go-to
playing
game.
Girls, huh? Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. I wasn't playing them.
Yeah, you were.
With them.
Freaking sick.
Like, you're we sick went to, me. We went on play dates.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Dylan, were you playing this on PlayStation 2?
Absolutely, well? Yeah. I love this game. I love the second one. Yeah. These are some of my favorite.
It's weird that they did Battlefront 2, and then they jumped into, they just revamped Battlefront 2 again. Twice, right?
So they did, just EA did a different Battlefront, and then EA did a Battlefront 2 as well.
Oh, okay, that's it.
Yeah. And the new ones are fun. Number two wasn't well received at first because of it's like a microtransactions and stuff. But now that it's receiving no more development, it's really good because they took a bunch of stuff out and all the characters you get to be. And I really like it. I wish they'd do a Battlefront 3.
But they're not going to. They're just going to keep adding to Battlefront 2 probably.
No, they're not even developing Battlefront 2 anymore.
What?
Yeah, they're not doing updates or anything for it.
They released the classic right when they do that?
It's been a few years since they've released number two, so.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, these are just the classics, and they're really good.
Matt, are you ready with this?
I'm almost ready. I'm trying to count how many there are. I'm sorry, everybody. It's been a crazy day for me, so I know what they are. I'm just writing them down.
Do it.
And I'm doing it from 1 to 10, or 1 to the lowest, and I'm close. So while I'm almost finished, Dylan, do you want to share with the podcasters some of your cool Star Wars stuff before we get started? Because you have some of the coolest Star Wars nerd gear stuff that I know
sure.
about.
Yeah, I got a bunch of like Star Wars helmets and stuff. I just recently got my Captain Rex helmet. That one's really cool. And then I have a ton of Lego Star Wars sets ranging all over the years.
He's
and
killing that collection. It's got like this big old glass cabinet full of Legos.
Yeah, I just traded myself up and got traded from some video games and stuff and got myself the Lego Venator. That's nice. It's a huge ship. And
Venator's like 3 feet long.
Yeah, something like that. And I didn't even have to pay for it. That's the best part.
Really? How?
Yeah, just traded for it. Traded some of my old video games and stuff.
Sick. Well, dude, we've talked about it before on the first episode, but your wife is a saint, but your downstairs basement is one of the coolest basements around. Jordan's trying to play catch up with our new podcast studio, but I don't think it's going to happen.
It's looking good. I don't know. It's looking pretty good.
All right.
It's going to be here soon.
I'm excited for it.
All right.
Okay, there's 12 movies. Sorry. I'll get us going now. Sorry. Okay. I've got it all. So there's 12 movies. We're going to start from 12. We're going to work our way up to 1, and we're just going to go through them. And at the end, let's do the poll at the end to show what everybody voted for as their favorite. Does that sound cool?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll each go. We'll start at 12. Just say something you liked or maybe why you hated it, why I got to the bottom of your list. And we'll kind of see where everybody falls. I anticipate Dylan and Jordan's list being pretty similar. So I'm curious how close your guys' lists are going to be. So do you have them ranked? Are you good to go? You know you're 1 through 12.
I'm gonna fumble my way through it.
Okay. All right. Dylan, are you good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're the guest. Let's start it off. What is your least favorite? Well, actually, let me read them all off. That's probably what I should do first, right? So I'm going to read them off in chronological order. There's episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Episode 2, Attack of the Clones. The Clone Wars, the animated 2008 series. I watched that today. Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Solo. Rogue One. Episode 4, A New Hope. Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back. Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Episode 8, The Last Jedi. And Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. That's 12, right?
I think so.
1, 2, 3, 4. 12. Yes. Okay, cool. All right, let's go for it. Number 12. Dylan, what is your least favorite Star Wars full-length movie? We are leaving out the television series.
That would be Episode 9, The Last Jedi.
The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah. That one.
Really?
Yeah. They just...
Yeah.
It's just... Not great, okay. But it was...
I'm going to jump right in with him and say...
That's yours?
For sure.
Is that your 12 as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, man. You guys are going to hate me. I'm so screwed on this one. So why, Dylan? Why? What did you not like about it?
I just don't think it was very well done. I think they were kind of trapped with some of the choices they had to make just because of the previous movies and then...
Except for the dumb choice they make with Leia, too.
Yeah.
That's not in the that one's not in Rise of Skywalker.
That isn't.
Because that's in The Last Jedi.
That's in The Last Jedi.
And that is one of the lowest ones on my list because I...
Yeah, that one's...
That was so dumb.
Yeah, that one's low on my list, too, for many reasons. But I think the Rise of Skywalker...
Is it the Palpatine issue? Is that what you're... Because that's what I read about a lot with like the hardcore Star Wars fans. They were not into... Rey being related to Palpatine.
I didn't care about Rey being related to Palpatine, but the whole somehow Palpatine returned, that was the part I didn't love. But that's the thing with Star Wars is the movies do big points and then the shows fill in the gaps. And so the only way to fix Star Wars is more Star Wars.
I like that. That's good. You should print that on a t-shirt. I feel like that could sell. The only way to fix Star Wars is to do more Star Wars. That's pretty good. All right, George. So if yours is also The Rise of Skywalker, that would be the official last full-length movie that we've had. Mm-hmm. That is your number 12 as well.
Yes.
Okay, and what are some of your reasons for it being on the bottom?
Similar. I didn't like the whole, like, Luke was there fighting, but not actually there fighting. I was like,
he was almost too powerful as a Jedi.
But
that planet was cool, dude. That's the red planet, right? Where they the sand turret.
Yeah, that's in The Last Jedi. Yeah,
that has one of the coolest. Yeah. Oh no, actually, you're right. That's not that's Last Jedi. I'm sorry. That planet is cool.
Yeah, Crate was the best part of that movie.
Yeah,
the way they did the. Oh, it's salt, and then, you know, you see Luke show up and he's fighting, but if you pay attention to his feet, he's not making marks in the salt like everyone else. So parts of that one were good, but...
Yeah, I like that, the ending of that one. But the whole ship forever, them following the ship forever was lame, but we're actually getting... We're not even on The Last Jedi yet, so we're getting ahead of ourselves. So I'll do my number 12. I don't think it's really fair of me to rank it above any of the others because I did watch it somewhat today on my TV at work while I worked. it was just kind of on in the background, was the Clone Wars, the animated Clone Wars. That being said, I think I could get into it. I didn't realize that, what's the name of the girl that is Anakin's
Padawan?
Ahsoka.
Ahsoka Tano.
Ahsoka. So, I didn't know. I had no idea. So I know the TV series just came out. That's the most recent Star Wars like thing to drop is her television series.
The Ahsoka series,
And I haven't watched that. And I've recognized her, but when people, I was like, why are they doing a series on this? Now it kind of makes sense to me. I had no idea that Anakin, at that time he's Anakin, right?
Yeah.
Had a Padawan. And so I was like, oh, that's cool. Right when it came on, right when the movie came on, I was like, oh, cool. He's got a Padawan. I didn't know that was the order. So I see why it's a series now. The reason I wasn't really into it is it's a little kiddish. It's kind of cheesy. And Ahsoka. Yeah. I wanted her character to be really cool. So I think I need to watch the TV series because she was so annoying in that movie.
Yes, she's pretty annoying until like halfway through season 2. She just changes. And is a lot better character
in the TV series.
Yeah, in the Clone Wars animated, and then her character just grows from there and is one of the best characters.
So I assume that's kind of what happened, but in the movie, it was she just annoyed me. So that's my number 12 because of that reason.
That's reasonable. It's low on my list too.
Okay.
I love the Clone Wars.
So it's just the movie. I'm sure the Clone Wars. Jordan was telling me I got to watch the Clone Wars series because it's a lot better than the movie.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on. Number 11. Go ahead, Dylan.
I think this is where I have the Clone Wars movie.
Okay. All right. So what's your takes on the Clone War? What's your take on the Clone Wars?
It wasn't very great, but it introduced, you know, the series and stuff, and it introduced Ahsoka, so it's one you gotta watch, but it's not great. And I think, what is it, Zero, Jabba the Hutt's cousin or something like that, is very annoying.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He's way annoying.
Although I did get like Baby Yoda vibes from the baby Jabba.
Oh yeah.
They like strap Baby Jabba to the back and I was like, oh, this feels Mandalorian-esque.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, I have a question then. You know Star Wars better than me, you two do. So the Clone Wars movie, that predates the Clone Wars series?
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
So right after the Clone Wars movie, they do the TV show and it just kind of picks up after the movie? Is that kind of...
Yeah, it picks up after the movie. All okay. of it's in between episode
two and three. I knew
and
that.
Then, and then like the end of it goes in with episode three.
Okay, cool. And do you know if the Ahsoka television series, have you watched it?
Yes.
Okay, and is it around that same time frame? Is that where they're
basing it? It's not. So it's closer to like the Mandalorian time after the fall of the Empire.
Okay. So spoilers, she doesn't die. So we don't really know because I've seen episode three and she's not even mentioned, I don't think.
No, she's not mentioned in episode three. And the show explains how that happens.
Okay,
and cool. Then there's another animated show, Rebels.
Right.
And she's a part of that, and that's really good. It's another one that starts slow but finishes so strong. Okay. And what it introduces is amazing.
You know, I think I'm getting into it just watching the Clone Wars for a minute. Even though I wasn't into the movie, I was like, I want to know more.
You want to know about
yeah,
the story,
I was like,
yeah.
I want to know more. So I think I'm going to my mom. Oh my gosh, I almost called my wife my mom.
Okay.
Pretty much. My wife is going to hate me because I'm going to be like watching Star Wars television series on Disney Plus.
You know,
but
the other thing that's rough about the Clone Wars series is there's a lot of filler episodes. So you do have to have that mentality when you're watching it anyways.
Mentality. Mansplaining.
Mentality.
You said mentality. Yeah, it's okay.
Mentality.
It was just funny.
Mentality.
There's a lot of filler episodes, but there's also a ton of episodes that are about clones and about more than just the Skywalker.
Yeah,
that's what's really good. And you get to fall in love with clones. Like some of the clones are so cool.
Cool. Okay, we won't get into it because we've got a lot more to talk about Star Wars. But cool. So that's the number 11. Jordan, what's your number 11?
The Last Jedi.
Okay.
And that's mainly because of Leia's scene. I didn't like it.
No, that's
at
fair.
All. She
that's
like,
fair.
It's cool. Uses, it's fine that she has the Force, but
it's
like,
fine that she has the Force for sure. Like that doesn't bother me at
yeah.
all. It's
yeah.
the fact that she's dead in space and dead in real life.
Yeah,
and
why
they bring
not
her
just
back.
Let it
like
be.
That could have
yeah.
been a great
well,
like
send off,
yeah, for her in real life too. Like,
I agree there. I think they filmed that before she passed away. I think she passed away like in between 8 and 9, and so that was. I could be wrong,
but either way, I mean, yeah, that kind of like you don't need to keep her around if you have like a death scene because she wasn't important. Continuing,
well, they brought her back in 9, like they
right.
CGI'd her. But,
like, I don't think she was necessary to come back and not.
Yeah, I'm actually going to jump in too, Jord, because that's my 11, is okay. Last Jedi. So that's how much I hated that movie, is I also thought, like, what's the name of the stormtrooper?
Finn,
okay. He is so annoying in that movie, dude. And his relationship with that chick was just annoying, and they're off in this planet where there's gambling, and it's just kind of weird, and the storyline dragged, and then like what was up with the chick from Jurassic Park, like just not telling people? She's like, I'm not gonna tell you what our plan is.
So I'll jump in because this is my 10.
Okay, cool, perfect.
And absolutely, it made no sense for a leader to not tell. You know, I get it. Poe was demoted by Leia,
right?
But you're telling other people, hey, move the fuel to the small things. tell everybody.
Tell everybody.
And so that's what's really bugged me with that. But talking with my buddy Johnny, we made up some headcanon. Just made up some headcanon to try to fix Last Jedi because we hated it.
Oh, I love it. Go for it.
So we just decided that for some reason she has evidence against like Poe, Finn, and Rose that they're like spies or something. So that's why she's specifically not telling them. It's just a silly reason, but if you keep that in mind, it helps.
That's why you let's come back to that quote, right? The only way to fix Star Wars is more Star Wars, right? Yeah, so I love that. George, did someone comment something because you started giggling?
Yeah. Nick Foles is so funny.
He is funny.
He says, yeah, boys, Star Wars is sick. I have a question, though. Why didn't they just fly Frodo to Mount Doom with Gandalf's eagles? That's always bothered me about the Star Wars movies.
Okay. Nick Foles is the best. We love you.
And then we have a first-time chatter on here. Bricky Harbor 517 said Halo.
Halo.
I don't know.
Maybe like, hey. Hello.
Hello. Halo.
Hello. What's up?
Well, Halo, how are you? Or... no, we're not playing Halo, so I don't know.
Well, I'm glad we all agree with Last Jedi, and it seems like kind of Clone Wars, too. So what's your number 10, though, Jord?
Clone Wars.
Okay, so we are kind of all on the same page with our low ones, so that's good.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it. I kept falling asleep watching it, too.
It is not very kiddish. Exciting.
Yeah, and...
this series is less for kids,
right?
But definitely the movie was for kids.
Cool. Yeah. You have anything else to say?
No, we talked about it, and you guys hit it on the head for those as well.
All right, I'm gonna go with my number 10, and I know I'm gonna get some hate for this from you too. So my first prequel movie is at my number 10 spot. So Attack of the Clones. Man, there's so much. Okay.
I know, Count Dooku, or not Count Dooku.
It's not just the sand scene. It's anything with Anakin and Padme. Like, their relationship is just like yawn, like, the whole time. It's so annoying. He's so whiny. And if they would have just, come on. Everyone knows that Anakin's going to become, anyone that's going to these prequels typically knows that who Anakin's going to become. We know he's going to be a bad guy. You don't need to make him like a whiny freaking
he's dealing with emotions, dude.
Because like, it's like he's like this teenager, and it's like, what is Padme, who's a babe, see in this freaking Jedi that's just annoying? So I do like what's the name of the robot that kills the Jedi with all the saber? Oh no, that's in the third one, huh? Never mind. But yeah, so Attack of the Clones. It just was slow for me. I missed Qui-Gon Jinn. I missed Darth Maul. So when I got to that movie, it just was such a drop for me from the first one. And I know a lot of people don't like the first one, but I do. So that's my number 10.
Hmm.
All right, Dylan, what's your number 9?
For number 9, I have Han Solo.
Okay.
The Solo movie.
All right, we're close. We're close.
It was good. It was entertaining. Well, I think it got a bad rap because of toxic Star Wars fans just freaking out about it, which caused
them to
make less movies.
I do think it got a little
bit
of a bad rap,
yeah. But I enjoyed it, and yeah, it wasn't very... it's kind of like the whole Anakin. You know Anakin's going to be Darth Vader. You know Chewbacca and Han are going to survive.
Right.
So that
made that it, does make it kind of hard when you do earlier stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like...
I also
you're not
like,
as worried about them not succeeding in the stuff that the story that they're telling. Because, we know they made it and they still have the Millennium Falcon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's the one part where they're like, Chewie's dangling off the train and he's about to hit a rock. And it's like, well, I know he survives.
Yeah. I do think, I have heard that they had lots of issues with the script on that one. There's a lot of rewrites. They had some issues with the person who played Solo. Like, his acting was, they had a hard time with him. But I really liked the chick. I think she's in, what's the House of Dragons?
Game of Thrones. Yeah.
I liked her character. Like, I thought she was cool, and I'll jump in right now, Jordan. You can do your 10, because it's my 9.
Mine's the same.
So. Well, yours is Solo too. Man, you guys are really close. There you go. So then I'll go to my nine. Because my nine is, so is this your nine?
Yeah.
Was okay. Nine. Okay, cool. Okay. We're on the same page. Yeah. So my nine Solo. We all have the same one for nine. Solo.
It's a good spot.
That's sweet. I actually think it is a good spot because I do think it got a little bit of a bad rap. I remember watching it. Maybe it's because I was watching it expecting it to be bad. And I was like, this isn't that bad. Like, this is all right.
I thought there was great scenes. A little like, cheesy. Good fight scenes. Like,
good fight scenes. I liked him breaking out. I liked how he had an origin story with that girl when they were younger. I liked that.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like was how he got his last name, Solo. He walked Remind up to the ticket booth guy. And he's like, what's your name? He's like, Han. He's like, what's your last name? He's like, I don't know. And he's like, Solo it is. It's like, some guy just gave
it. It could have been way more epic than that. Yeah. Cool. Well, then that brings us back to you, Dylan. Number eight. What's your number eight?
Number eight, I have episode 7, Force Awakens.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're getting close. We are close, actually, in a lot of these.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's issues, but I liked it. I think
it was exciting to have Star Wars again.
Saw it in the theaters. I was happy for it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think if they started over and used episode 7 and redid 8 and 9, I'd be fine with that. 7... I liked it.
They didn't get too crazy away from a plot point either. At that point, it was pretty like, it was like they're trying to people please a lot on that one. Like, yeah, but not like, get too into the
like a lot
the
of
doctrine.
a lot of people didn't like how Kylo Ren was all angsty and like smashed up the.
Oh, I loved that.
I loved that. I thought I was like,
he's an angry amazing guy, too, yeah, right? Sure. What's his name? What's the actor's name that plays Kylo Ren?
It's Driver?
Adam Driver. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, he's so great, dude.
He's my favorite.
He's so great.
He's my favorite character from the sequel series.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
Yeah, for sure.
Kylo Ren into Ben Solo.
Yeah. Okay, Jord, what's your number eight?
Rogue One. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Oh, dude, I was about to punch you.
I was like, you're wrong. You're wrong.
You can't be on this podcast anymore. Rogue One's your favorite.
Matt and I will finish this up.
Yeah. If Rogue One's at number eight, oh, that just sounds so wrong. Okay, what is it? What is your number eight?
A New Hope.
The first? The OG?
I didn't get too into it. But, man, I kind of wish I would have rewatched all of them like right before this. Because it's hard to get them all.
I actually did rewatch them about a couple weeks ago in preparation. I will say this, though. The lightsaber scenes, when you go from prequels you get to the originals, you're like, what on earth are these lightsaber scenes? Like Darth Vader versus Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're like, it's terrible.
Like they can't do the flips that they could do in the Clone Wars and stuff.
No comparison.
I was gonna say they did do one scene where they tried to add one in. But
you got to be willing to realize it was a sign of the time when the movie was filmed, right? Yeah, so you got to be okay with that. If that movie had come out now, it probably would have been a more epic.
Oh, absolutely,
battle.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jordan.
What's the movie that they use the speed force?
That's episode 1. That's the only spot it's shown,
So the force, they have the like fast, like you can
super speed,
use the
basically.
Force, like super speed. And you actually see it used once, like inside
in episode 1. Really?
At the very beginning of episode 1, Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan Kenobi, they go to the droid ship and they're outside the door, and then Obi-Wan's like, droidicas, and they turn around and the destroyer droids are coming and they just book it down the hall. And as soon as you just see them flash for a second and then the droids come up and they're all the way down the hall.
I gotta watch it I didn't know that.
But it's kind of funny because they could use that so much more if they have that ability.
Yeah.
And they never do. But
apparently
just...
it drains a lot of their energy. But yeah, it could, because he could have used it to, you know, episode 3 or later in the Duel of the Fates in episode 1 to save Qui-Gon, but
yeah,
didn't have the energy.
Okay, I'll get to my number 8 now. So I finally get to your guys' 12. So The Rise of Skywalker is number 8 for me. The reason why it wasn't... For me, I would like to defend that movie is I had such low expectations from Last Jedi that I went in and I was like, this is fun though. Like they did better with the fight scenes. They actually had a plot. I know people weren't happy with the way it ended, but some of the scenes between Ben Kenobi, right? Wait, no.
Ben Solo
and Rey were just really good acting. Like when he's trying to convince her to come to the dark side and, well, kind of like branch off their own thing and rule together. And then the scene where he fights all of those, I don't know what they are.
The Knights of Ren.
Yes. That was such a cool fight scene.
I did love how she put the lightsaber behind her and he pulled
it out. Yeah, dude. That was really cool. So there was a lot of things in that episode, in that movie. I get that the plot, people didn't like it. I know I'm not as into the deep doctrine of Star Wars as others. I probably will now that I'm going to go watch the Clone Wars, but the Palpatine thing really didn't bother me that much. And I just thought that the acting was so good and we really got to see Adam Driver be kind of the star of that movie. And I loved the relationship that he had with Rey. I think Rey's a great actress and she does a good job in the movies. So that's why it's my number 8.
See, I think a few years ago I would have agreed with you. A few years ago, until I made up my own headcanon for The Last Jedi, and was like, okay, I like it a little bit more.
Okay.
But it took more Star Wars to get me there.
There you go.
But
what's the quote again?
More Star Wars fixes Star Wars.
Yes.
Or the only thing that fixes Star Wars
is more Star Wars. That should be the title of our episode. All right, you're back, Dylan, on the board, number 7.
I have episode 6.
Okay.
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
It was... go ahead. Sorry, I'm cutting you off. What did you like about it? What didn't you like? I think we're getting into our favorites now.
Yeah, so, I mean...
I just deleted my list.
Ah, bummer. You'll just have to... I'll send you mine.
I'll have to fumble through. I have the top 3. That's it.
Hey, well, there you go.
Think about it. Think through it. Try and fix it real quick while Dylan talks about it. And I'll jump in and then we'll go to you, okay? So give me some time.
I mean, I liked it. Nothing wrong with it. Just not my favorite one. You know, you get to see the final Death Star battle, everything. It's a really good movie, one of the originals. That's just where it sits on my list.
Those are definitely, out of the original 3, that's the worst one.
Yeah.
You watch back, you're like... Okay, this isn't quite as good as what I remember it being.
Yeah, I think the Ewoks ruin it for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, you think you like that, and then you're like, man, there is a lot of Ewok to this movie. Like, and like, I think the other thing why I used to think back on it a little bit more fondly is the video game. Do you remember the arcade game where you got to be you got to drive as the little... ship that they hop on with the Ewoks and shoot through the
speeder
woods.
Bikes. Yeah,
the speeder bikes. There was a video game. I don't know if you guys remember this, but in a lot of arcades, they had that speeder bike. So I thought back on it fondly in my childhood.
They made one of those speeder bikes out of those Wave Runner like feet jetpack things. Have you seen those? Where you like strap them to your foot and you can like shoot up out of the water.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, I think I've seen that video.
I've seen those, but I...
Right, well, you've seen those. That's what they took those and put them on one of those bikes. And you could, like, glide across the water on them.
That's pretty cool.
Like, that's sick.
Yeah. All right, I'll say mine then, Jordan, if you're still working on your list.
Yeah, I am.
So we're on number 7 then, right? Number 7.
Yeah.
Mine is... This is where The Force Awakens comes in for me. So... I really liked that they brought Star Wars back. I loved Rey. I wasn't really into Finn's acting. That was the thing that kind of pulled me out of it. I don't think he's a good actor, and Star Wars isn't really known for great acting, to be fair.
Absolutely.
But Finn's character kind of pulled me out of it. I liked BB-8. Thank you. I liked BB-8 as the bot. I liked the layout of the land. I really liked the origin of Rey's story at the beginning, and... it was really refreshing, or it was just exciting, I think, more than anything. You're like, hey, we got Star Wars again. And I was very happy with it, and I thought it was a good film. So that's my number 7.
That's a fair place for it. Like I said, I had no problems with Force Awakens, and happy it was just back.
Nice. Okay, George, do you have You ready to go for number seven, or you want to kind of jump in?
No, it would be probably the Force Awakens as well. It's a mix up between the Force Awakens.
Don't give it away. Okay, then it'll be the next one. So just pick.
I'm just gonna go with the Force Awakens. Yeah. That's fine.
Okay, cool.
So what did all three of the
later ones,
later sequels or whatever. I wasn't ever a big. I wasn't huge into them. I actually agree with Dylan. The Qui-Gon or oh my gosh,
Kylo Ren. Thank you. Ben Solo.
Oh, he's so good.
He's the best part of them for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. I like Poe Dameron in Force Awakens, but I think moving into the other two movies, they kind of really let down Finn and Poe.
I liked Rey. I mean, no,
Rey was good throughout, and yeah, but
her origin kind of. I see where people get a little upset, but yeah. Okay. Well, that brings it back to you, Dylan. Number six.
Number six, I have. Let's do episode four. New Hope.
Oh, New Hope. Really? That low? Well,
yeah. Wow. I'll preface it with I'm a prequels kid, so yeah. Those are going to be higher. But yeah, I'd put it there. The one that started it all. But I love it.
Yeah.
Just the same. You get I love Obi-Wan Kenobi, my favorite character. You get to meet him. He's been taking care of this chosen one, and then all the other stories that lead up to it, like through Rebels and Clone Wars, just
yeah. And you, I don't know, I get excited with that one because, like, you're like, oh, we're here, the beginning, like the start of it all, the OG planet, and the blue milk or the green milk. No, it's blue. Blue milk, right?
I'd feel that way, but being
that's coming out. Too bad we didn't have that right before the episode. We should have had it during the episode. That would've been
cool. I'm excited for that.
Nothing like podcasters
come out on like May 4th or something
around there, or the end of April.
I heard it was April 16th, which seems like such
on my
a
birthday.
Bad, it seems like such a bad date when you have May 4th. Like, why
would
you
want
the
blue milk for like Easter?
Maybe so. Maybe.
Oh, that's
maybe
so. That's way after Easter. Too. Yeah.
Easter's on the 31st of March this year.
In March, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just so it gets people know about it before May 4th. Because if they came out on May 4th,
maybe
you'd
that's
have to
it,
rush
yeah.
out on the Star Wars day to go
I
get
I bet
it.
People would, though, if you marketed that
especially,
right.
Especially because the Skywalker saga is going to be in theaters again. And
is it?
Yeah, episode one is coming out, I think, May 4th. They're putting it in the theaters,
cool.
And then some theaters are doing all of them.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
All right, Jord. Let's go to you then. What's your number six?
My number six would be The Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Episode six, number six.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that.
We're pretty close on Return of the Jedi. Right. Yeah, mine's.
I thought you would put the older ones like up at the top. To be honest with you,
this is my first of the older ones, so this is kind of getting there. But mine's six first. That's my five is Return. Right. So my sixth is Revenge of the Sith. So I love that one. It's great. I think that is the second best of the prequels, if you're keeping track. Love it. I think it's good. They redeemed redeemed Anakin a bit more. He was a little bit better in that one. It wasn't quite as annoying. I don't know. We're getting into movies now. I like them, right? Like six and up, I think I like all of them, but six and up are like ones I go back to regularly. This is probably one that I go back to regularly the least, unless I'm chronologically going in order, which I like to do like once a year or something.
Yeah.
And then I'll jump in with my five real quick, because it piggybacks off Jordan, which is Return of the Jedi. I like Return of the Jedi, but as Dylan said, there's too many Ewoks involved. They kind of got lost on the planet a bit. I think they were just excited to have like these like Muppet characters. it wasn't that great for me. So, but the battle scene at the end is pretty epic. So I like that in Return of the Jedi. All right, number five, Dylan.
All right, number five, I have episode five.
Okay.
There you go.
Mine just count down from here.
Episode 5. All right. So Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. Another really good one. It's just behind the prequel for me.
Okay.
This is how it sits.
That's my number 5 too. Because after the other ones came out, you're like, Star Wars was dope. But then they came out with like good CGI and you're like,
well, now
Star Wars is really dope.
I'd say you watch the prequels now and you're like, this CGI is terrible.
I would agree with you if you jump into it. I recently jumped into episode 3 right at Order 66 and I was like, oh man, this is pretty bad. Yeah. But if you watch it from the beginning, you're in.
You're in, yeah.
And you don't even notice.
You're accustomed to the CGI. When I watch it chronologically, it is like that. But okay, well, that's good. Dude. Yeah. I mean, that was my number 5, was Return of the Jedi. So back to you. We're getting into the big ones now, the top 4. So these are like our favorites, right? We're getting into...
I mean, they're all favorites.
So exciting.
Number 4, Dildil, what are you going with?
That would be episode 1 for me.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I love Darth Maul.
Best villain.
Number 5.
I agree.
Number 4.
Your number 4 is
episode 1, yeah.
Is episode 1? Oh, okay.
Yeah. The pod racing is fun.
Yes.
It's a lot of it, but it's fun. Basically Duel of the Fates, Darth Maul, Obi.
Even then though, they kind of Anakin's a little annoying watching back on him.
Yeah, and to be fair, if you watch like so I have a different view of Anakin. Yeah, in the movies he's whiny, but if you watch the Clone Wars, it fits. And like I said, more Star Wars fixes Star Wars.
Yeah, he was still pretty whiny in just the movie too.
In the movies, you get the whiny, but and then in the series, you get Anakin, and you'll love him by the end. Yeah, there's a reason I have him tattooed on me.
Gross. All right, Jordan, what's your number 4?
Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones. Okay. Yes.
And I mean, I love that.
The second one, huh? The second of the prequels.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love the fight scene.
You also love sand, right?
Yeah, I love sand. I love the way it gets.
It's coarse
everywhere.
And it's rough. It's everywhere.
And
yeah, the dialogue is horrible.
I just like the scene when they're in like the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is cool.
On Geonosis. Hey, that's where we are right now.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, fitting.
That's such a cool scene. The whole thing, because that's also when Jango Fett dies by Mace Windu, and
I don't know if you've watched that closely, but you can see the shadow of his head and the shadow of his helmet.
Really?
Yeah, I don't even care. Don't say those kind of things,
dude. Also, the purple lightsaber. Freaking sick. That's where you first see it, right? Isn't that one?
And I'm a huge fan of Mace Windu. I think he's
when Padme though jumps down and then like kisses Anakin on the cheek and he's like, "I love you," and you're like, "Do you just dropped 30 feet onto your crotch onto this animal? Like, how are you like, I'm gonna give you a sweet kiss now? How are you not like, oh my crotch?"
Hey, look, there's Mace Windu right there.
There he is.
Oh yeah.
In the first one, they are not playable characters.
Oh, that's no fun.
And they're invincible, I think, unless you like squish them.
Unless you squish them. Okay. Matt, okay, what's your 4?
My number 4 is A New Hope. I love A New Hope. I like, it's kind of like my, I have a couple of go-tos when I'm sick for movies that are like my comfort movies that make me feel all cozy and warm and, I don't know, like a kid again. And it's Harry Potter franchise and the Star Wars franchise. And I go to New Hope a lot for that one. I just like kind of what you said, Dylan. I like that it started it all. It has so many callbacks. You get the original one-liners. You know, I got a bad feeling about this, and I really like the planet that's on. Luke Skywalker's so whiny though, dude. Yeah. It's like tradition.
It runs in the Skywalker family.
Yeah. But that's my number 4 is a New Hope. So, all right, Dylan, what's number 3? These are the,
in the New Hope, just to stop you real quick, in New Hope, that's where they first mentioned Clone Wars as well. Kenobi talks about fighting with Luke's father in
the Clone Wars.
And that's all he says, and now you got all these series and shows from it.
One thing is kind of funny when he's like, I'm looking for Obi-Wan Kenobi. And he's like, do you think he means old Ben Kenobi? Like, yeah. Do you think he means Matt Davis when he asks for Matthew Davis? Like, it's so dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, go ahead, Dylan. What's your top three?
Okay.
I'm excited to hear these ones.
Number three, I have episode two, Attack of the Clones.
Okay.
And once again, it's I love the clones.
You guys
I
gotta mean, hate me. That's down at my bottom number.
Hey, no,
10.
It's totally fair. I'd like to hear your opinion after you finish the Clone Wars.
Okay.
Because it changes it up. Not a ton, since that's just the beginning of the Clone Wars, but you still come to appreciate the clones more. And, oh, I threw a grenade at myself. But so it's up there for me. But once again, I'm a prequel kid. They'll always be up there.
So how do you defend it when people, because a lot of people think that's the worst film of the franchise. How do you defend it to people that say, that's a pretty popular opinion.
Yeah.
That is the worst film of the franchise.
That is true.
It's funny because of how much hate people gave on Phantom Menace.
All the prequels kind of got, except Revenge of the Sith was, people tend to like that one, but.
Yeah. I don't know. I've always liked it. It's the fight between Dooku, Anakin, Yoda, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That is cool.
That one's.
That's when you first see Yoda go all ham, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and the dialogue's not great, but when I watched them in the theaters as a kid, they're awesome. I don't care what the dialogue is.
So
I don't care that he hates.
Do you think there's a little nostalgia attached to your love for that one? Could you sit down with an unbiased youthful childhood experience not being present in your mind and watch that and be like, this is great?
Probably. It's just entertaining to me. I just love it, especially if I start with episode one. Yeah, all
right.
I can watch any of these all the time.
Cool. I do feel that way with all of the Star Wars movies.
For sure.
All right, Jordan, what's your number three?
I feel like this is where I'm gonna get railed. Rogue One is my third.
I think you're gonna get railed, man. That's made your top three.
I was wondering. I thought you guys would put it up at the top, so I'm like, I wonder if this.
I mean, well, we haven't said it yet.
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm curious.
Dylan.
Well, this is. Yeah, he's not three, so it's definitely his top two.
Yep.
So.
Right.
But I think it's
great.
Freaking
great detective
phenomenal.
Work, guys.
I know, right?
No, it is. It is phenomenal. It shows. So good. It shows the wars. You know, it shows the wars in Star Wars that normal people are fighting this too. And if you watch the Andor series, it just adds to it. And the Andor series is really good.
I've heard that's one of the best ones.
I've started it, and it is good. I started it, and then I went, I need to watch everything.
Yeah, chronologically.
Yeah, so I'm like, I can't do this because I want to know all the story.
Yeah,
it's a lot of watch.
Yeah, it's a lot of
you're
it.
You're committing, for sure.
It starts pretty slow, but then like halfway through the season, it's just a complete flip. It's a complete flip. It just changes.
Yeah.
And the way it changes, it's like, oh, dang, holy crap. And yeah, it's so good.
I can't wait to watch it.
Also, low-key, they should have cast...
Low-key? That's in... That's a different movie series, the Marvel series.
What's the name? My mind just blanked on the name of the main chick in Rogue One. What's her name? It's another short little name.
I don't know the actress, but it's Jyn Erso.
Jyn.
The
Jyn.
Character.
That's his dog's name.
That's my dog's name.
Oh, so sweet, you nerd. So Jyn Erso, the actress, should have been cast for Rey in the later ones because she is so good, dude.
Yeah.
The thing that I love about that movie, and I won't go too much into it, I'll wait till it hits my list, is just that the acting is so great. Everybody, it's like, oh, they did it right. They finally didn't have like an annoying actor throughout it.
And then the story's good, and even the evil people, Director Krennic is really good.
So good.
Yeah, I guess I'll save it for when we talk more.
Yeah,
about it.
I was just saying, I was going to say.
Tell me, man. Tell
what
me
else
about
do you have to say about
know.
It, Jordan?
No, that's what I
feel like
to
we
say
cut
about
you
it.
Off when you when
no,
you
you're good.
Because you were so nervous about our opinion of it.
I'm not nervous about it. I'm nervous because I think my girlfriend's watching me.
Oh. Everybody,
kidding.
Jordan has a girlfriend.
Have a girlfriend.
Party music.
Party music.
Yeah.
It's It's about damn time.
Gotta get the flash, the disco light going. Okay, cool. Well, you don't have anything else to say about it?
No, I keep going. I was going to, but then I forgot and I deleted my lips. Well, so I lost a lot of my notes too. So,
well, if it comes up again, we haven't hit that one yet, so maybe it'll spark.
Yeah, some. I'll say stuff.
All right, my number three is The Phantom Menace. So a top three does get a prequel. It's the OG, and the reason why it made my top three is I think it's nostalgia, but I love that movie. I know Jar Jar Binks is racist. I get it. I know the Imperial, first thing we see is Obi-Wan Kenobi and Qui-Gon Jinn board that ship. Who's it run by?
That's the Separatist ship.
Yeah, and what are the names of the peeps? I'm testing you. But those are Asian stereotypes.
Yes, that's essentially, yeah.
And I get it. And you watch back and you're like, oh, yeah, this is bad. But it's so, when you're a kid, you don't care about that. You don't think about any of that stuff. Yeah. And I think people overhype it a little too. People get a little carried away with it. But for me, I just love it. Darth Maul, I think the best fight scene ever in all the films is Qui-Gon Jinn, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Darth Maul at the end
of
the
movie. It has to be the best fight scene in all the movies.
And the
it has to be.
I don't agree, but it is up there.
Well, and then the score behind it, the like... Dun, 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 dun,
yeah,
dun,
the Duel of the Fates.
Oh my gosh, the score is so good. Yeah, I love that movie. I have nothing but, well, okay. Yeah, I have nothing but good to say or to make fun of the crap that is in the movie. But when we were kids, we'd be out in the backyard and we pretend to like fight and we'd relive that scene. And I just love that movie. So yeah, that's my number three.
I always had a Darth Maul double lightsaber, basically a broomstick. And
yes, everybody had the broomstick. Yes, yep. Yep. If you didn't have that as a child in the 90s.
Do you even like Star Wars?
Right.
Real quick, my girlfriend said hi, babe.
Aww.
Hi.
Aww. Gross.
You and to Mike said, I did at least buy the original 3-pack VHS Star Wars movies for you boys.
Yes.
So I guess I started something. I personally was not a big Star Wars fan, but remember the theater lines back in 1977. So I'm sure they were crazy.
And they were when the prequels came out too. Yeah. I remember it was just insane. That was still back when you had to find your place in line to get a seat. You didn't get saved seats.
$99 for episode one, I think.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Come around there, yeah. My dad took me to the theaters. Yeah. I remember that too.
So cool. Well, I would like to flip now, if we're okay with it, because I want to end on Dylan's number one.
Okay.
So I'll go my two, and then we'll work our way to one. Cool?
Sounds good.
If you're a smart cookie, you could probably figure out what the number one is at this point, but for some people. So my number two, my second favorite movie, is The Empire Strikes Back. So number two in the originals. I just love the snow fights, the snow scenes in it. I think it has the best plot line. I think that they really honed in. That's the first time they could really had a big budget. So I think they did a really good job at that point. They didn't get carried away with the planets, but they introduced more planets at the time. And I enjoy that one. That's when you find out at the end, the epic reveal that Luke is Darth Vader's father. It's just, there's videos.
Luke is Darth Vader's father?
right. Never mind. Sorry.
Spoilers.
You can see there's like videos online of like parents going and showing their kids the movies for the first time, and they like film their kid reacting to that moment when you find out Darth Vader, you know, oh, I am your father, and it's and they're just
what?
Like. No, and it's just I just think it's so great. I think it's awesome. You also get who's Solo's buddy? The dude.
Lando Calrissian.
Lando, thank you. So you get Lando in number two. You get the Cloud World. Han Solo gets Frozen, like it's just there's just so much to that movie that I just love. So that's my number two. Jord, what's yours?
My number two is Revenge of the Sith.
Okay. Solid number two.
Solid.
I love General Grievous. He's freaking awesome. Yes. So dope. I obviously, you know my number one now then. So
I don't remember, so it's okay. We'll get to it. Yeah, go with your two.
General Grievous is dope. That's like one of my tops.
He's one of the coolest villains for sure.
Yeah, but
in the movies, yeah.
Oh, is he not very cool in the Clone Wars?
I kind of mentioned that when we talked about villains.
But you get to see his true colors.
He bails a lot. He bails away.
He runs away a lot.
Yeah. It's just kind of cool thought though that like he's not a Jedi and he's killed all these Jedis and he has their sabers. Like, and
you get some of that in Clone Wars, the series.
In the movies, he's really cool, but he does bail a lot in the fighting, even in the movie. So he's a little bit of a coward, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. But I think Anakin turns into a really great actor in that one, and I think really he's great, pretty. I like him.
I do like him.
I love
so
him.
They do redeem him in the third.
He's just getting angrier and angrier, and then of course he goes through with like Order 66, and it's just so good. It's so good. And then Darth Vader's born. So
yeah,
I loved that. I thought
it is good. It's a great movie.
Yeah,
cool. So all right, Dildale, what's your number two?
That is where I have Rogue One.
Rogue One. All right.
It's, you know, just a great movie, and it shows the war side, and just refreshing to get away from the Skywalker saga a bit.
Yeah, it was very refreshing.
So well done.
Anything else?
Not really.
Okay, I just want to make sure you have your time. I feel like I talk way too much on this podcast.
You're important to us.
You are. You're the expert. All right, Jordan. Number two. Yes. Oh no, me. No, it goes to me.
And then
you. Spider-Man.
Have it. The guns.
Okay. So it's number one then, right? My number one.
Yep.
Is Rogue One, dude. Rogue One is the best Star Wars movie. It has no bad acting. The droids are awesome. The droid is hilarious in that movie.
K2SO.
Yeah, dude, he's the best. The whole plot is good. It's got depth to it. I love that they had the balls to kill everybody off. Spoilers at the end, and the way they did it was just so good. And I think anyone that hasn't seen Star Wars, you don't have to really know Star Wars to watch that one. Yeah. I like how they tied in the epic plot hole of New Hope, right? With being able to just destroy the Death Star from one little spot. I love how they fixed that. Going back to Dylan's quote, best way to fix...
Only thing that fixes Star Wars is more Star Wars.
Matt's really picking up on the quote.
I love it.
He keeps going, what's the quote? What's the quote? But he can't say it himself.
I don't want to take credit. I'm giving credit where credit's due. But we're making t-shirts out of it, and it's going to say hashtag Super Davis Bros, and we're going to profit off of it. So thank you for that, Dan.
Could you first donate so we can make the t-shirts, please?
They don't even have a place to donate.
Yeah, I know.
Well, here's our Venmo. You can scan it. I think that film, I actually saw it in the theaters for my company rented out the theater opening weekend.
That's awesome.
And I didn't go into it thinking I would like it. You know, I was like, okay, I don't even know what this is. But I was like, I like Star Wars. It's a free movie. I'll go. And it was so, I remember just the ending, like my wife cried. She was like, that's so good. And it's emotional. It's such a, in my opinion, so far above the other Star Wars movies. It's like its own little rogue movie.
Rogue, like.
You see what I did there?
Its own little rogue.
So that's my number one. Jord?
Dylan also has the Nissan Rogue.
Oh,
cool.
I think my favorite... it wasn't my favorite part to start with Rogue One. It's probably still not my favorite part, but when Darth Vader, when Director Krennic goes to his Vader's castle, and don't choke on your aspirations. But Vader's, also, they Vader's do, sassy
they,
like that.
So they do fine. Vader solid in the end of Rogue One, too. They show like him like...
That's one of the coolest things.
Freaking going off at the end. That was sick.
The hallway scene.
Yeah. And that was cool, too. You got like the chills towards the end of it. You're like, oh, okay, now we're going to watch Star Wars, bro. Yeah. I was like so excited to go back home and watch New Hope. It was a little bit of a letdown, honestly, after Rogue One.
It is,
but,
right.
It's so good. So, Jordan,
the same.
What's your number one?
The Phantom Menace.
Great pick.
So, I love Darth Maul. He's like top villain too. He's up there for sure. And the Duel of the Fates is just the coolest scene to me. I love the Duel.
What is the Duel
so
of the Fates?
So that's Qui-Gon Jinn.
Oh,
Darth
that's what
Maul,
it's called, huh?
Yeah,
that's what it's called. They say, and Dylan actually told me this, which made sense. It was like this big old slap in the face, like, duh. But like,
well,
they
slap
say that,
me, slap me.
Well, maybe Dylan should do it. He explained it to me, so he'll.
Well, they're saying, it. Yeah, Darth Maul.
I like it rough.
Obi-Wan.
Slap me.
Obi-Wan won that fight, right? Obi-Wan won the fight. He kills Darth Maul. Is what they say, but in the reality of things, the dark side won that fight because if Qui-Gon trained Anakin like he wanted to, Anakin would have turned out a lot different.
Mm.
Not blaming Obi-Wan. It's not Obi-Wan's fault. It's the Jedi Order, you know, but Qui-Gon wasn't so by the book like Kenobi.
Right.
And so that made a big difference in Anakin's training. And I think if Anakin would have been trained by Qui-Gon, things would have turned out differently.
Cool. Yeah. I like that.
I got so does Dylan, but the Funko Pops of the scene.
Right, it's awesome. That's way cool. It's going to be the podcast studio.
It will be behind
our
It's
already
heads.
In there. I saw
it's
it on
already
the shelf.
Technically in there. Yeah, there, we have there. A Star Wars shelf. Okay, cool. Anything else you want to say about the
I
first
like,
one?
I also want to give credit where credit should be.
Where's due?
Given. Where it's due, thank
no,
you.
No, I like yours better. Credit where credit should be given. We're getting
Don't
that
make
on
fun
a
of me, okay?
No, we're getting that on a shirt, too.
I like Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
So many people freaking bag on Jar
he's
Jar
not
Binks.
That
like
annoying.
I think
not.
He's great. He's just, who cares if they add a
Misa
comedic
think he's fine. Yeah.
That was good, dude. You're going to have to start impressions.
Yeah. I just wish they would have kept him as the Sith Lord. I love that theory, that he was the Sith Lord.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, is all...
There's a whole theory, and there's even like scenes where you can see him talking, and he's mimicking the words that Padme is saying.
What?
Like he's almost like
that would have been a cool.
It would have been so cool,
go.
But I
but they ruined it on
like
the next movie.
Almost like mind control kind of stuff.
Yeah, like they were, crazy. You know. But that's the theory is that he was that, but then people disliked him so much, which I liked him.
He wasn't
I love
that
him too.
Annoying.
I don't think so. He's an alien species that fit in. But if you watch a lot of things he does, like there's other scenes where they're like avoiding robots and stuff, and he'll drop down from a place and he's in a complete different opposite spot. Like, and it's,
I like that theory. Yeah. I'm going to have to watch it with that theory in mind.
But of course it didn't go that way, unfortunately, but.
All right, Dylan, our expert is about to tell you what the number one best Star Wars
can
movie is.
Can you guys
is.
Guess? Guess in the comments.
Guess in the comments.
just takes a look. Can I guess? Was it Revenge of the Sith?
Revenge of the Sith, episode
okay,
three.
Cool.
Yeah, it's just the best one. And to me, like Duel of the Fates, second best lightsaber scene. Anakin versus Obi.
That's
on Mustafar.
True.
That is
such
really
a good
It's
cool
just
scene.
So good.
Yeah.
And it's so... Yeah.
But I
and the epic, like, you were the chosen one.
That is my favorite scene in all of Star Wars. You were my brother.
I
loved
you.
I loved you.
Now I have the high ground.
I love people's memes on the high ground stuff.
Yeah.
People make some funny high ground videos.
Yeah.
You were the chosen one, Anakin.
Like, why does Kenobi love Mandalorians? And it's because they're jetpacks and they're portable high ground.
Portable high ground. I love that. All right. Well, that was awesome. We do need to start wrapping it up.
Yeah, let's do
the end.
We'll
so
do the poll just to wrap it up.
Let's do the poll and
then we'll end it. Yeah.
Call it.
Dylan, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, thanks
seriously.
For having me. This has been great. And tons of Battlefront time. So I'm happy.
I'll talk
and you're
Star
so
Wars.
Good at talking and playing, Dylan.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, we think we're going to add Dylan as a regular just to play the video games while Jordan and I talk because we suck so bad
we're
at it.
We're so bad.
All right, so we'll just do the top three, okay? We're going to do the top three according to the poll. And I will say I'm a little bit disappointed in the Super Davis Brotherhood on this poll. I thought this poll was going to be... We usually have a pretty good turnout for polls. And we even reshared this one. And I guess people just don't care what movie... You either like Star Wars or you don't, and it's not really... They don't want to pick. So we only had about 20 votes. But number three... Anyone want to guess?
I'm going to guess Revenge of the Sith.
No, but that does make the top three.
Rogue One?
Rogue One, no, but it does make the top three. one more guess between
The Last Jedi?
Episode 5.
Episode 5 is correct. So The Empire Strikes Back took the bronze medal. The silver went to Revenge of the Sith. And the number one by a significant margin was Rogue One. It's so totally people agree with that view.
That's awesome.
Don't blame them.
So thank you, everybody, for coming on. We will not be on next week. Jordan and I are going to potty in Disneyland with our kids.
What are we
going
to do since we just finished this podcast? I'm going to Disneyland.
So thank you all for joining us. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And thanks, Dylan, for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. This was a wonderful topic.
Cool. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you later.
Okay. Love y'all. The Super Davis Bros podcast is produced, edited, and mixed by Matthew and Jordan Davis.
If you'd like to get a hold of us, our email is superdavisbros@gmail.com. You can also follow us on all social media platforms.